Lisa and Blanca from Big Valley Auto Auction in South Texas. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
You guys recently saw Will Goddard's book from Simon Sinek and his book club, and you picked that up for your team, and you just fell in love with it so much that you wanted to be a part of that at our event. But before going to a SoduCon, you guys are actually going to Will's restaurant in New York City. So how cool is that? And where did that idea come from, Lisa?
We were just talking about how much we enjoyed reading the book. And then Blanca said, hey, you know what? He's actually going to be presenting at this conference. So yeah, we thought it would be fun to either try to, you know, bookmark it one way or the other and get the team to experience the restaurant.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it beforehand. Cool. We're going to fly into New York and then fly into Baltimore.
Yeah, that's cool. And how many of your crew are you taking with you guys, Lisa?
There's four of us.
Four. That's great. So you're going to 11 Madison Park in New York City and then coming down to Baltimore for a SoduCon. That's great. So Blanca, it sounds like you were kind of the one that brought it up to Lisa and the team that Will Goddard was speaking at a SoduCon. So how did you see that? Where did you hear about us? Like, how did that start, Blanca?
You know, it was just funny because we started a book club with like 20 people here at the action. And we were on the first or second chapter, and I started following Paul couple months ago because I love your videos and what you do. We also believe, you know, love people more than cars. And I love the whole thing that you were doing. And I just started following you all on LinkedIn. And so I saw him posting a picture of the book, and I just put a, you know, a comment. Hey, it's just funny. We're just doing a book club. And then Paul sent me a DM, just a message, and then we start talking, and it was like, we would love to participate in whatever you are doing, guys, because we believe on the same thing. So that's how everything started.
Yeah, that's great. And Blanca, so you guys are going through the book. Have you guys finished it? Are you at a certain part of it right now? Where are you at in that book club, Blanca?
Yeah, we finished maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. So we went through the whole thing and did the videos and questions, and it was eye-opening for us.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of great principles that come from that book itself. Is there a certain chapter or a certain topic, Blanca, that stuck out to you?
I think it's just funny. We were talking about the 1-inch rule yesterday, and that spoke loud to us, you know, because at the end of the day here on the action, everybody, every single person has something to do with the whole process of just, you know, selling a car, you know, from transportation to CRs. And it's really important that everybody understand that whatever they do is valuable, is important. And at the same time, we all are representing each other. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're just bringing the car. It's not just bringing the car. It's, you
That's
know,
right.
you're bringing the product and we are doing the CRs and you got to do it right. And you're representing everybody. Right. So that spoke loud to us.
Yeah. And it's funny, you can take basically every single touch point or every single interaction that you have with someone or your team and just find a way to improve on that. So Lisa, if you look at like your overall operations, how much of an impact does integrating simple principles from Unreasonable Hospitality have on the business process side of it? And I'm not saying like a monetarial side of it, because that'll come, but like your team kind of going through that together, like what does that look like for you guys, Lisa?
You know, I think it's been really interesting because I actually come from a hospitality background. Our family's had restaurants.
That's cool.
And so this was something that as we opened the auction, it was always, I wanted people to remember that we cared for them when they left, whether they bought a car, you know, I mean, it's a little different in our business. You know, if something doesn't go right, a glass of wine goes a long way. You know, here it's a little different. But just to be able to give them that kind of a customer experience that we really value them. And then so when we found the book, it was just on steroids. It was everything that we always believed, but so much more. We've always focused on customers, but we really, I think, from the book started to look at everybody here individually and, you know, what were their strong points? What did they have to offer that maybe we had never spoken to them? I love the portion of the book where they had the young guy who just knew beer. So now he's in charge of beer, you know, beer service, you know, things like that, you know, it just never dawned on us. So now we're looking inward to see who has special talents and who wants to bring those out, and we can showcase them more.
Yeah. And one thing you brought up is everybody has a special talent. It's just finding them and plugging them into the right place so that as a team, as a organization, you guys just go so much further when people are plugged into the right place that they're passionate about. So Lisa, Blanca brought up the one inch rule. But Lisa, what were some things that you took away from the book itself?
Again, I mean, things like looking inward, you know, I really did. What resonated with me was, you know, who has a special talent that we haven't even asked them about? We have, one thing we've started doing through our crew app is anyone who has, like some people's wives bake or they make little things. So we have our own Dreamweaver now. We had a dream manager prior. Okay. Now we have a Dreamweaver and she's actually making these little boxes that when someone buys a car online, there's going to be a little box that goes with that car and it's just going to have something special from Big Valley, whether it's something, if they're local, it's easier, you know, something that we've made. Or if it's a little further away, it might be something like with our logo or, you know, a Yeti or a little bottle of tequila. We sent out some bottles of local tequila just recently, being in South Texas.
Yeah.
Just that little something extra that I'm from Louisiana. It's called Lanyap. So a little something extra that makes people realize that we appreciate them beyond just them coming and buying a car.
Yeah. That's great. Now, Lisa, when you guys go to New York City to visit 11 Madison Park, what are like some things you're looking forward to when you're there?
I think I'm going to be sitting there. I will walk in. I hope they call me and they confirm the reservation and they ask me why I'm coming. And then from like the minute we walk in the door, I think I'm going to be going through my little checklist saying, oh, I read that. You know, that's awesome. Yeah. I think you can see that that level of attention to detail, which is something that, you know, we talk about all the time, but so many moving parts. The fact that Will was able to get his head around so many moving parts and execute is no small feat.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of small details that come together to really create an impact. And it's the right small thing at the right time from the right people and just to continue creating that great relationship. So Lisa and Blanca, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at Esoticon here in just a few short weeks. And I know it's going to be great when you guys go visit 11 Madison Park. I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. And just thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thank you so much for inviting us. We are really excited to be a part of your conference. Excited to hear Will speak and can't wait to get to New York.
We're definitely going to bring our books and have
them. Hey, you're going to bring your book.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Esoti. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.